talking about combating anti-Semitism. Joining me right now is Matan Schwartz, who's the Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Good afternoon, Matan. How are you?
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for your time. Matan, how do we combat anti-Semitism? Because whatever we do is wrong, right? And when it is proper anti-Semitism, if we're rich, we're too rich. If we're poor, we're too poor. If we're clever, we're too clever. If we're stupid, we're too stupid. Whatever you hate, the Jew is that, right?
You are absolutely right. Jew hatred is something that existed, exists, and will probably always exist. And that is our mission, to combat it and to fight it. And as we've noticed in the past week, anti-Semitism is on the rise, and even countries that we have had much less anti-Semitic occurrences before, such as Australia, Greece, Spain, and it is our job that Jews are safe in this world, and we can call out and combat any one of these acts.
So how do we do that? How do we do that? I mean, do we stand up to, you know, is anti-Semitism a form of bullying, intimidation? When I look at pro-Palestinian protesters, they're always destroying something. There's always something violent about what they're doing. And I get that a big part of that is intimidation, so that nobody will stand up to them. Is that the way to deal with the bully in the schoolyard? Is that what it is?
So how we do that is we do interfaith outreach.
Yes.
It's very easy for us Jews to combat anti-Semitism and to fight and stand against anti-Semitism. It's another thing if a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hindu person stands up to anti-Semitism saying, this is my brother, this is not okay, we need to defend this. Today it's the Jews, tomorrow it's me. And that's how you do it. You do it by interfaith cooperation, and you do it when presenting what's right and what's wrong and who should be on the right side to help out. And yes, about violence, we are not violent. We will not fight violence with violence. We will prove to those people who are violent that they are wrong. And like I said, we do that by interfaith outreach, and we do that by global cooperation. And as although anti-Semitism is on the rise, we do have many people on our side, and we do have many partners and allies that support us and help us and fight together with us.
So may I challenge you on that? So the 7th of October, the very communities that were worst affected were the communities that had done interfaith and intercultural outreach with the Palestinians of Gaza. How I need a better example, because the one that I've got and the one that I've just cited is not convincing me of what you're saying.
So when you talk about the communities in Israel that were attacked on October 7th, those same kibbutzim who are very much on the political left of the Israeli political spectrum,
yeah,
and they're very much for coexistence and
yes,
peace,
yes,
and
exactly,
a two-state solution with their Gazan neighbors, I wouldn't say it was a form of interfaith cooperation fighting anti-Semitism, but it was somewhat of a belief in something that appeared to be wrong and burst up in the air of a coexistence that did not exist at all. When I'm talking about interfaith cooperation with communities around the world, I'm talking about you in South Africa or communities in Australia or in North America,
yes,
where if a school is attacked or a synagogue is attacked or a Jewish cemetery is attacked, the way to prevent that is to get the whole community, the whole neighborhood, the whole city, the whole town, the whole state, the whole country to stop such acts, to stand together and be against this act and call out those same people who are doing it. If it's pro-Palestinian activists, if it's white supremacists, if it's confused college students.
Right. Okay. So how do we do that now when in 3 years we have seen most of the world get involved on one side of the fence or the other? And I have to acknowledge that we have many hundreds of thousands of non-Jewish supporters who align with the same values and who for all intents and purposes are part of the tribe, right? Part of God's tribe. But there are many other millions of people who don't. So how do we reach those people?
That is a very good question. I'll start by an example. Late last night, we experienced this horrific experience that 52 children, Jewish children from France, were coming back from their summer camp in Valencia, Spain, and were taken off the plane for singing songs in Hebrew. Now, remind you, these are not Israeli children. These are French Jewish children. This airline brutally took off these 52 children, not adults, we're talking about youth, and violently arrested their counselors and their directors. Let's just say an act like this, this is exactly how we combat stuff like this. Calling out the airline, calling out the public, making sure everyone realizes that they are wrong. The only reason that this airline took these people off the plane, these Jewish young campers from France, is because they're Jewish. And because they were singing songs in Hebrew, which last I checked is not an offense to sing any song in any kind of language in the world on an airplane. And sure enough, the response that we received in the world was calling out this airline, was noticing that this crew was wrong, and that was a act of blatant anti-Semitism. And we need to monitor these events time and time again and combat them time and time again and prevent them from happening in the future. Although I have to say, these past few months, and like you mentioned, maybe the past 2 years since October 7th, anti-Semitism has been on the rise.
Yeah. It's interesting because the airline has actually made a statement denying that it was anti-Semitism and that it is still being investigated and they're open to investigation. So let's see
well,
what comes
course.
Back.
Well, of course, the airline is not going to admit a mistake and said, oh, we're so sorry. Of course, they want to, you know, defend themselves and try to get clean from the situation. But if you've seen anyone, also in the aviation world, and even main Spanish figures called out the airline for doing this.
Yeah. Matan, we are out of time. It is 5 o'clock here. We need to get to news. But thank you so much for your time, and thank you for sharing your insights and for chatting to me this afternoon. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Matan Schwartz, Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. And as we go into news, I leave you with this thought. If the airline was involved in an anti-Semitic move, why would it deny it? It would ignore it and move on, wouldn't it? I'm just asking a question here.